Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, my name is Dal Lemon. I'm the new Children and Family Program Coordinator at the Betty Kwan Chin Day Center and director of our after-school program called Bridges. I retired after teaching at Ferndale High School for 30 years and been volunteering at the center for the last couple of years. We are always looking for help as we strive to meet the needs of the kids that we serve. Our kids are at-risk youth between the ages of 5 and 12. And I have a strong desire to help these children become academically successful. We currently help students with their homework, and we work with them to improve their reading skills. Prizes are given to those that do their homework every day and to those that reach their reading goals. It's amazing how even a small reward can motivate children to do more than they normally would. As a former high school teacher, I know firsthand the importance of reading. Almost without exception, my students who struggled in school did so as a result of being poor readers. They also tended to be the students getting into the most trouble. The ability to read is a crucial building block in the foundation of the successful life. Studies show that at-risk students involved in after-school programs have higher academic achievement, have improved social and personal skills, and are generally healthier. The hours of after-school times are the times that children are most likely involved in risky behavior. During these hours, many of them might be marginally supervised or if they just went home. The hours of 3 to 6 are the peak times for children to suffer abuse and to get involved with drug use. Automobile accidents involving children are also more prevalent during these hours than any other time period. Another area I'm very passionate about is the opening of their minds to what is available to them. Just last week, a girl told me how she longed to be back at the Serenity Inn because it was such a great place for a kid. My heart ached to hear her talk because this is all she knows. She is not aware of what life has to offer. I believe that we can break the cycle of homelessness and underachievement if these children become goal-oriented and have a clear picture of what they can achieve in life. I'm currently looking into different activities, speakers, and other ways to open the great opportunities and sites that we have available to us locally and the expanded hours that we have children during the months of July and August. Plan to take the children hiking, fishing, tours of local businesses, art and theater workshops, to name just a few of the ideas for summer activities. If you'd like to help, I have many opportunities for you. Ways that you could be of assistance or volunteering in our after-school program, being a guest speaker, providing incentive prizes for homework or reading, volunteering for our camp at Maple Creek from June 19th to 23rd, or just part of the camp, giving a tour, or adding to our summer activities when our children are there with us longer. Of course, always helping financially helps, and I'm open to other ideas as well. The program is open between 3 to 5:30 during the school year and from noon to 5:30 during the summer months. Please feel free to contact me if you would like to help out. My number is 707-3833. This is Dal Lemon for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.